From Spark and Anvil and GrammarForge, this is Object Auto in Chapter 1 of the GrammarForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Object Auto held a special job in Sentence Town. He was the public affairs liaison. In the order of things in Sentence Town, his role was the third most important. The mayor, the subject, made the big decisions. The chief of operations, the verb, carried them out. But Otto? He was the one who made sure everything landed where it was supposed to. If the mayor decided to send something, Otto managed what got sent, the direct object, and who received it, the indirect object. If the chief of operations made something, Otto managed what was made. In a very real way, Otto was the receiving party for every action in Sentence Town. Otto's given name was Otto. It was also his academic name. The GrammarForge Academy hadn't bothered to change it, since it fit his role perfectly. Otto grew up in a family of postal clerks. His parents both worked at the village post office in a place called Receiving Hollow. The kingdom's old records confirmed the name was real. The Hollow had been a natural drop-off point for mail carriers' bags in the early days of the postal system, and the name just stuck. Otto spent his childhood watching mail arrive and depart. From the time he was 4, Otto noticed something simple but important. Every single letter had two ends, a sender and a receiver. The sender wrote the letter, the post office delivered it, the receiver got it. This exchange had three clear parts: the sender, subject, the delivering, verb, and the receiver, object. Without the receiver, the letter had no destination. Without the sender, there would be no letter at all. Without the delivering, the letter would just sit there. All three parts were needed. Quietly, over many years, Otto began to see this same pattern everywhere, not just with letters. Every gift had a giver and a receiver. Every conversation had a speaker and a listener. Every decision had someone who made it and someone who felt its effects. The world, Otto realized, was full of receiving parties. By the time he was an adolescent, Object Otto had become unusually attentive to the receiving side of any action.
When he was 18, he started learning formal grammar at the village school. His teacher explained a new idea. The direct object, she said, is the noun that receives the action of the verb. Think about the sentence, "The dog chased the ball." The word ball is the direct object. It's what is being chased. Otto raised his hand. "Like a letter and its recipient?" he asked. The teacher smiled. "Yes, exactly," she said. "The verb is the action. The direct object is the receiver of that action. They are always paired." Otto then had another question. "What if the action has a secondary receiver?" he asked. "Someone the action goes through, but isn't the main thing being acted upon." "What do you mean?" the teacher asked. Otto thought for a moment. "Like this," he said. "The postman gave Mrs. Hud a letter. The letter is the direct object. It's what is being given. But Mrs. Hud is also receiving something. Mrs. Hud is the indirect receiver."
The teacher's eyes widened. "Yes, that is exactly correct," she exclaimed. "Mrs. Hud is the indirect object. English grammar distinguishes direct objects, which are the things directly acted upon, from indirect objects, which are the recipients of the action when the action is a giving or sending. You've just understood the indirect object concept entirely from your postal observations." Otto felt a burst of delight. He hadn't realized this was a concept people studied. For him, it was just how letters worked. The teacher smiled. "Grammar," she said, "often just gives names to patterns we already see in the world, like the postal pattern." When Otto was 21, he walked to the GrammarForge Academy. He carried a thick notebook. Inside, he had sorted 1,000 sentences, noting exactly how each one handled its objects. Some had one main receiver, some had two, and some had none at all. The Academy master, Claus, was used to talented graduates arriving with impressive notebooks. Claus read Otto's for half an hour. Then he appointed Otto to the public affairs role right away. Object Otto has been doing this job for 17 years. In his office at Town Hall, yes, he has his own office, he begins every first day lesson the same way. He sits behind his small front desk. On the desk, a well-worn wooden mail tray waits.
I am Object Otto, he tells the new students. My job is to handle the receiving side of every sentence. When the mayor makes a decision and the chief of operations takes action, something or someone always receives it. I just make sure that receiver is properly noted. He demonstrates. He writes on the board.
The dog chases the ball. He points at the ball. This is the direct object, he explains. The ball is what is being chased. The direct object is the receiver of the action. Without a direct object, chased would be vague. The dog chased what? Then he writes another sentence. She gave him a book. This sentence has two objects, Otto says. A book is the direct object. It's what is being given. Him is the indirect object. He's the recipient of the giving. English uses indirect objects for actions like giving, sending, telling, or showing. The direct object is usually the thing. The indirect object is the receiver. They work together. Then he writes a third example.
The dog slept. He gestures at the sentence. This one has no object, he says. Slept is an intransitive verb. It doesn't need an object to make sense. The dog is just sleeping. There's no receiver of the action. Not every verb needs an object. Some verbs are complete with just a subject and a verb. Otto pauses, looking at his empty mail tray. For these sentences, he adds, my desk stays quietly empty. The students always found this part helpful. Many had thought every sentence needed a subject, a verb, and an object. Otto explained that some verbs, called transitive verbs, need an object to complete their meaning. Others, intransitive verbs, are complete all by themselves. And a few special ones, ditransitive verbs, can take two objects. It was all about the verb itself, he explained, what kind of action it was. When children ask if objects are hard to identify, Otto always gives the same answer. They are not hard at all, he says. They are simply the receiver. Ask yourself, who or what receives the verb's action? If there's an answer, that's the direct object. If there's also a recipient, someone the action goes to, that's the indirect object. If there's no receiver, the verb is intransitive. Either way, the role is clear. I manage the receiving side. He still keeps the small wooden mail tray on his desk. Sometimes, when students correctly identify an object, they ask to put a small wooden token in it. He keeps a basket of tokens nearby. Otto always lets them. The tray is from years of use, quite full of tokens. And each time a child drops one in, a small, warm swell of gladness rises in him, because the full tray was never really about the count. It was about all the children who had felt that quiet satisfaction of noticing who was on the receiving end.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501(c)(3) public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Object Otto. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.